The Massachusetts nonprofit that owned the World War II era bomber involved in a fatal crash in Connecticut this month is making plans to return to the skies. The Collings Foundation, which is based in Stowe, temporarily grounded flights after seven people died in a crash involving its B-17. The accident happened as the foundation was seeking renewal of a permit to fly vintage aircraft. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on how the group is now trying to marshal support.
It was a solemn start to the Collings Foundation's annual World War II reenactment in Hudson. Actors and spectators observed a moment of silence for fallen soldiers and for the crew and passengers who died just 10 days earlier on one of the group's exhibition flights. The crash claimed seven lives and destroyed one of the Foundation's prized artifacts, a B-17 known as the Flying Fortress. But the group decided to move forward with this event, which features vintage tanks and other weaponry in the hands of some 200 actors. It draws thousands of paying customers every year.
On this day, the Allies are fighting to take the first town in Germany, which is Aachen, Germany. That's where we are today.
The reenactors shoot blanks, and there are no planes soaring overhead, as in previous years. But there's plenty of real smoke to transport the audience to 1944. The stream of gunfire is almost constant, and you've got men in fatigues running all over the battlefield. Some are up in the woods. You see flashes of red as they fire their guns between the trees.
The kits are spot on. The vehicles look fantastic. You couldn't ask for a better reenactment.
It's an immersive and emotional experience for veteran Edward Chagnon. He says the reenactment shows why the Collings Foundation's live-action brand of history is so valuable.
I served 91 to 93 in the Air Force.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you. We appreciate what these guys do.
The reenactment also impressed history buffs Dave Polzetti and Kay Spofford. They came after attending a Collings Foundation air show in Nashua, where they saw the very plane that would crash just a few days later.
We have pictures of standing in front of that B-17, and they described it. They're actually museums, flying museums.
I think it would be wonderful to continue to try to showcase that so that we remember not to go to war again.
The Collings Foundation is hoping to do exactly that, but it needs a renewal in what's known as the Living History Flight Experiences Program, which allows vintage planes to fly without black boxes and some other modern safety equipment. Some critics are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to reevaluate the whole program.
The same kind of rigorous criteria and standards should apply to these planes as do other planes that fly in the air.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, where the crash happened. The FAA wouldn't confirm a review, but the Collings Foundation is concerned enough to ask supporters for letters on its behalf. And more than 1,000 people have responded to the call, including Joy McCluskey of East Brady, Pennsylvania. She says her son's flight on the Foundation's B-17 was special because their grandfather flew in the same kind of plane in World War II, and they got to talk about it with Pop, as they called him, before he died.
It was like, how'd you feel when you were in that small turret, and weren't you scared to death, and other questions that come about, because they were actually in the plane.
Another letter comes from Ted Liebers of Tavares, Florida. He went up in the B-17 when the Collings Foundation's Wings of Freedom tour came to a nearby airport about 10 years ago.
It was worth the $400 for a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Liebers says too little is known about the recent crash to demand changes from the Collings Foundation or other groups that fly vintage planes.
I think we should all be waiting for the study results to find out exactly why this plane crashed, and not jump to any conclusions.
But waiting may not be possible. Crash investigations by the National Transportation Safety Board typically take a year or longer, and the Collings Foundation's permit expires in just 5 months. Regulators will likely have to decide whether to grant an extension before the crash investigation is complete. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.